What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
And you're here. Thanks for choosing the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Your quest for podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained ends here. We invite you to enjoy all our shows we have on this network. And right now, let's start with Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
The thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are thoughts and opinions only and do not necessarily reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks or their sponsors and associates. You are encouraged to do the proper amount of research yourself, depending on the subject matter and your needs.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I will be bringing you brand new mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more on this edition of the program. Who are the shadow people? And I have an amazing story about your life. Yes, your life. let me just ask you right up front. Are you stressed out yet? this is the year 2022. And boy, I think a lot of people are really stressed out. If I sound a little bit loopy, it's because I'm pretty sleep deprived. This has been one of the most stressful years of my life. But it's good stress because as I've told you, I bought a new house and I bought some new property but just like moving is such a huge ordeal, especially when you're in my situation and you're not just moving your house, but your studio and your laboratory and your workshop. And it's just huge. So forgive me, if I ramble on a bit more than usual, but I think that, you know, that's why once in a while, when you start feeling stressed out, you need to try to stop if you can and pull back and try to see things from a bigger perspective, and find some time to relax a little. And so this story I'm going to share with you is one that has just always been really interesting to me, because that it shows, about the power that little actions have, the little things you do in your life. And so anyway, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. All right. But first, I want to read this email to you and address something that has come up over and over for years. This lady wrote me an email and she said, I have heard you on a number of George Norrie shows and you seem very genuine. Therefore, I am asking for your help in identifying an entity that appeared to me. If you would be interested, let me know and I will send details. And she actually told me that she's happy for me to read this email. And she said I could give her first name, but she didn't want any other identifying information like her location or her age or anything. So I tell you what, I'm just going to play it safe and I'm not even going to tell you her name. But I have all that information. And so here is what she wrote. She said, one night about 3 months ago, my husband and I were at the foot of our bed just starting to retire for the night. A thought suddenly came into my head. What if someone is hiding behind the television? I immediately looked over my right shoulder at the television, which is mounted between two walls. A woman's head came out from the right side of the TV. She had a round face, short, curly, dark hair, and was wearing a red blouse with flowers on it. Her right hand was raised as if in a greeting. She appeared very flat, as if she was a picture glued onto some type of backing. Now, she returned to the back of the TV immediately. I have had no further contact with her. There were no emotions involved from her nor me. I did get the expression that whatever she was, she wanted me to know she was there. I have had one other otherworldly experience when I was very young, but that was entirely different from this one. What bothers me about this experience is that she or whoever was able to put a thought into my head. I have asked for information while in meditation with nothing coming, and if you have any thoughts on this or information, I would appreciate hearing them. I have not told anyone else about this. Thank you for your time. Okay, so this is kind of complicated because when people experience strange things and they ask a guy like me about it, you have a tendency to try to figure out, like, what department does this fit into, you know? And because people are usually inclined to compartmentalize a phenomenon into a particular area, like, oh, this is a spirit thing or a ghost thing, or this is an alien thing or a cryptid thing or an ESP thing. And what makes this so tricky is that actually all those things are related if you connect the dots. And so I'm just going to give this a shot because I think that this sounds very much like what is often called a shadow person encounter. And a typical shadow person encounter is when you see a person that looks kind of like an apparition, and usually they don't just seem to be like a recording. They actually do seem to be aware of you. They interact with you, and often, unlike in this case, they're trying to hide from you. And let me just also say right up front that, you know, a good friend of mine for many, many years has been Heidi Hollis. We've worked together on a TV program. I mean, and, she's just a wonderful person. And, she's the real expert on, like, the shadow person phenomenon. She's better informed on all this. In fact, she has a show here on the Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, and it's called Dark Becomes Light, and you can find that on iHeart, and I hope you'll listen to it. So before I get into some possibilities here to address this, let me just say I have to consider that hallucinations are real. Okay. Anybody is capable of hallucinating. I'm a very, very vivid dreamer, and sometimes I will wake up and I'm still dreaming for a minute. And part of that dream sort of overlaps with the room I'm in. And you can almost call that a hallucination until I realize what's happening there. The thing about a hallucination is that you do not know you're having a hallucination. And that's why it's a hallucination. And that's why it's powerful enough to believe it's real, powerful enough to make you contact someone like me. So you can never really know for sure in an isolated incident like this, whether or not it could be a hallucination. And also, like, some of my relatives have gotten older and had dementia. And the first thing that happens is they begin to hallucinate, and often they see shadowy figures. So that's just something you need to keep in mind. But if these are not hallucinations, let's look at the possibilities. Not all of them, but some. So again, the common attributes of seeing these types of figures is that they tend to be hiding around things, behind things, in corners. They're not in the middle of the room. Okay. They're sort of lurking around the outskirts of the room. And often they do not look fully 3D. So it's interesting that this lady said that what she saw looked like a flat person. So it's almost like that these shadow people are not 100% in this realm. They may occupy the 3D space, but they may be almost like someone looking through a window from another realm. And so it does seem a bit 2D and flat. It's the way that we might perceive individuals on the other side of the portal or some interdimensional interface. Like I say, they want to watch you. They usually don't like it when you see them. And a lot of times they will dart away or they'll flee. Not always. And so, okay, what are some options here? Maybe it's something positive. Okay. It could be a guardian angel or some kind of a spirit like that that's assigned to look after you. Maybe these are just curious spirits and they like to watch us in the same way that you might like to sort of hide and watch wildlife, you know, like some photographer. You put on your camo, you get out there in the wilderness. On the more negative side, some of these entities are actually parasitic. They like to stay hidden so that you stay relaxed. And when you stay relaxed, you have a big expanded energy field. And then they start feeding off of that. They feed directly from that. And that's a really creepy thing, especially if you consider that a lot of times they come at night when you're sleeping. We're going to have to take a break here. When we come back, I'm going to get into what I think might actually be one of the more accurate explanations. And it's still out there. But, you'll see why I think that we should seriously consider that. All right. And then I'm going to get into this story I want to tell you about that might lift your spirits a little bit if you're feeling stressed out by the world right now. And you know what? If you want to make your life better, if you would like a more magical experience, if you want to manifest things, I have some free instant gifts for you that you can instantly download. Just go to joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P. If you go to joshuapwarren.com, you'll see the box on the homepage there where you put your email address in and you hit the submit button. You get this automated email, and it's going to give you links to a lot of really cool stuff that you could just go right away and take advantage of. And I write every single e-newsletter with my own fingers, typos and all. So I will be keeping you informed about what's happening. And occasionally I give away free stuff and you never know what I'm up to. Just go to joshuapwarren.com and sign up for the e-newsletter. That's me, Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'll be right back.
Keep it here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. The Wizard of Weird will be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? It's easy for people to ignore their social batteries and spread themselves thin, especially at this time of year, when gatherings are picking up again after the winter. But it's important to find the right amount of socializing for you and still give yourself the time to recharge. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And when you're feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to take care of yourself and recharge. Because a full battery is the key to a full life. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/strangethings.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for that certain someone who shares your interests in UFOs, ghosts, Bigfoot, conspiracy theories, and the paranormal? Look no further than ParanormalDate.com, the unique site for like-minded people. If you like the senior crowd, try ParanormalDate.com/seniors to meet like-minded people that are 60 plus. It all depends on what you prefer. ParanormalDate.com is great for everyone. You can also tap into members that are 60 plus at ParanormalDate.com/seniors. Enjoy your search. Have some fun at ParanormalDate.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. Yeah, I hate to freak some of you out. At least this kind of freaks me out, but I do believe that some of these shadow people are some kind of parasitic entity that wants you to stay calm. You see what happens? You have this bioenergy field around yourself. And when you become uncomfortable, you take a deep breath and you contract and you pull that energy field in close to your body. It's like your aura. But when you feel good or you're relaxed or you're calm, then that expands. And some of these beings that feed off of us, they need that field to be nice and big and expanded and juicy so they can just quietly tap into it. And that's why they don't usually want you to see them. Again, this is not the case with this particular report because looks like the entity was waving or something like that. Okay. Well, here is one of the more bizarre theories that I think may hold some water here. Time travel, it obviously seems ridiculous to most people. And yet, all of the best scientists in the world tell us that Yeah, it's completely possible. You know, that time and space are flexible, and we now have these pictures of black holes, and black holes could be the end of wormholes. And this may be a natural version of something that we could create artificially, and we may be able to travel through time. And so if ever in the infinite future, humans, or for that matter, any other species are going to figure out how to travel back in time, well, they're doing it and they're here and they're around us right now. But the thing is, they don't want to accidentally influence and mess up the timeline. Because if they, and maybe they can't physically interact, maybe all they can do is watch us. We're like the TV show for people in the future. Your whole life is a big reality show. And that's why you might feel like you're always being watched all the time. You know, that's what that sense of the presence of the omniscient God is. It's everybody in the future watching you right now. That, I know, not a pleasant thought, right? But maybe it is. And but if they are just watching us and they can't interact, well, then that explains it. But if they can interact, then they want to be careful not to do so, because if they change the wrong thing, then they might take themselves out of existence in the future. And then we get into this kind of like grandfather paradox thing, right? And you know what? I'm actually rather fond of that theory. I even wrote about a version of this called the paratemporal loop hypothesis that you can read about in my book, The Secret Wisdom of Kukulcan. And if you go to my website, you'll see in the curiosity shop there where you can download it instantly. I think it's on sale right now. So, okay. I've tossed some of the first things that come to my mind out there to you. And of course, again, we have to say, okay, what do we consider a spirit? What do we consider a ghost? What do we consider an alien? Different people have different terms for these things. And that's the problem when you're dealing with bizarre stuff. It depends on your culture, your point of view, your experience, and the database is never going to be there for anomalous things. That's why they are anomalous, because we just catch little glimpses of them. So what are these shadow people? It depends. I don't know, based upon getting an email. I am not a psychic. I believe everybody has psychic ability. But I'm not that kind of a psychic where I can be like, oh, here's the answer for you. Now, I am an expert in things we don't know. Okay? I don't have all the answers. But honestly, maybe a psychic will give you better advice in a case like this. And so I would recommend contacting somebody you trust. You know, I've known Angela Moore in North Carolina for a long, long time. And I always recommend her. She doesn't even charge for her services. She'll accept donations. But Angela Moore's website, and this is something you should keep on hand for anything that comes up in the future if you want to get some advice from somebody who has a gift. Her website is AngelaFayMoore.com. And I'm going to spell that for you. Angela is spelled A-N-G-E-L-A. And Fay is spelled F-A-Y-E. And Moore is M-O-O-R-E. AngelaFayMoore.com. I would say contact somebody like her. So, those are the possibilities. And now that I've told you sort of what I know, I'm going to have this link now to this podcast that I can send to people in the future who may contact me and ask me about this same kind of question. And I think I first heard about the sort of shadow person phenomenon. Well, I heard about it a lot when I was, you know, starting out in the field, but Art Bell, he was the one who really talked about it a great deal on Coast to Coast AM. So, like I say, I'm an expert on what we don't know. So it's a mystery, and maybe that's a dissatisfying answer, but it's true. Okay. And thank you for the email, and I hope that helped everybody and gives you something to think about. Now, if you consider what I've been telling you, you have to acknowledge that life is so mysterious and so complex. Because we are only able to catch glimpses of what's out there. Because we are not able to see the big picture. You know, your eyes can see a tiny sliver of the electromagnetic spectrum, and your ears can hear a tiny slice of all the vibrations, etc. Okay. And we have equipment, you know, instruments and tools that, that help us expand that. But still, we are not able to see the big picture in any way whatsoever as humans. It's too big for us to comprehend. And I mentioned that, you know, it's a tough time right now. As I record this podcast, inflation is out of control and, you know, the stocks are down and all that kind of stuff. And when that happens, you can start thinking very pessimistically about, you know, what are you going to do? Like, how is your future going to work out? The world is going through a very chaotic transition right now. And sometimes if you think about all of the big things that stress you out, then it's that sympathetic resonance. You just create a snowball and a chain reaction, and it's going to produce more things that stress you out. And so here is something interesting to think about, because I was thinking about this the other day. One of my favorite stories about the impact that just one person can make in a small way, without even necessarily knowing what that person is doing and how it's affecting the world. I'm thinking specifically about a man here named Henry L. Stimson. Last name is spelled S-T-I-M-S-O-N. He was born in 1867 and he died in 1950. So he was 83 years old when he died. He was born in New York, and apparently he came from a pretty wealthy family. I think his father was a surgeon or something like that. And he ended up going to college to become a lawyer. He went to Harvard, and he went to Yale. And, you know, that's not cheap to go to Harvard and Yale. In fact, interesting side note. When he was at Yale, he became a member of the mysterious Skull and Bones Society. So, after he got out of college, you know, he started working as an attorney, and this ended up leading him into some government service, because he became, let's see here. I think he became attorney. Yeah, okay. So he ended up becoming the United States Attorney General under Theodore Roosevelt. Okay. That began his process of sort of taking his legal expertise and transitioning it into politics. And when he was 26 years old, this would have been in 1893, he met a woman named Mabel and they got married. And because this guy had access to some moolah, they decided to take a very exotic, expensive, amazing honeymoon. And both of them had always been really interested in Japan. And so Henry and Mabel, again, when he was 26, they made their way to Japan. Now, this was not an easy thing to do in 1893, I assure you that. And when they got there, they stayed in Kyoto. And they had an absolutely wonderful time. And the way the people treated him in Kyoto would change the course of human history. I'll explain when we come back. And I mean, this might help you open your eyes some and think about the impact of the little things that you do every day and how you treat people and the power of sympathetic resonance and manifestation and the golden rule and why we talk about all this stuff on this show all the time. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I will be back after these important messages.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Joshua P. Warren and Strange Things coming right up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
We're happy to let you know that our Coast to Coast AM official YouTube channel has now reached 300,000 subscribers. You can listen to the first hour of recent and past shows all for free. So head on over to coasttocoastam.com and hit the YouTube icon at the top of the page. This is free show audio, so don't wait. Coasttocoastam.com is where you want to be.
Back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. 1893. 26-year-old Henry Stimson and his new bride, Mabel, they go to Kyoto, Japan, and just had the trip of a lifetime. Everybody was so kind to them. The food was wonderful. The art was astonishing. I mean, it was just, they had, I'm sure, one of the best honeymoons that you certainly could have had in 1893. 52 years later, in 1945, Henry Stimson, after a very active life, ended up becoming the secretary in charge of the war in World War II. Secretary of War. And this was a big, big position to be in. And basically, he was second only to the president. So he was in charge of Groves, and maybe you've seen Fat Man and Little Boy. I mean, he was over all those guys. And he took direct and personal control over the entire atomic bomb project. And Groves and everybody in the media, or excuse me, everybody in the military, they made the decision. It's time to drop this atomic bomb. This most horrible weapon that has never been used before. And we're going to drop it on Kyoto, Japan. And Stimson said, no, absolutely not. And all the military guys were fighting with him. And eventually, Stimson, he went directly to President Truman. And he said to Truman that Kyoto is a site of cultural importance. It's not any kind of a military target. And he talked the president out of dropping that atomic bomb on Kyoto. When that bomb was dropped instead on Hiroshima, about 135,000 people died. And who knows how many people were just horribly injured. It'll never be the same. Today, Kyoto is still a beautiful, thriving place. One man, Henry Stimson, made that impact. But you know what? He made that decision because every single person that he met when he was in Kyoto, Japan in 1893 was nice to him and his wife. They were just foreigners from a faraway land. And they were treated so well by everybody that those people who were being nice to them could have never comprehended that every smile, every bow, every gesture was going to save the entire city 52 years later. So when you are going about your daily life and you encounter another person, I want you to think about that story and to think about how the little actions that you take may have repercussions that are so monumental that you may even die and never realize what a powerful thing you did. And so make sure that you use it wisely. Use this power wisely. Only try your best to create goodness and positivity and to just remember the golden rule, okay? That's what we all have to do. And we have to be sincere about that to get through this. And you know what? Not everybody is like that. There are bad people out there. It's just, you just have to accept that. You can't have good without bad. It's yin and yang. But as they often say, all that is required for evil to endure is for good people to do nothing. So, I don't know. That story really affects me. It makes me think about a lot of issues, and I hope you enjoyed that. Maybe you needed that today. Maybe you can send this podcast to somebody else who needs to hear that. As a matter of fact, it's a free podcast. Why not? Let's move on to some more of these listener questions, shall we? I got so many interesting questions from people that I figured, like, you know, I've been answering them for a couple of shows now, but I'm going to try to answer some more. And okay, by the way, I want to say this first. I thought of something just now that I had forgotten about, I think I might have blocked it out. You know, I did this show recently about what scares me. And I was trying to think of, you know, some of the stuff that really does affect me that make, and I totally forgot. And I hate to even say this, because sometimes you say things and you're like, oh, am I inviting this? Have you heard of Papa Bawa? Okay. Now, Papa Bawa, it may be the scariest thing out there. Papa Bawa is the name of this extremely evil, nefarious being, spirit, cryptid, whatever, which is especially popular around Zanzibar. Let's see here. It says first appeared on the Tanzanian island of Pemba. And it made some news. Papa Bawa made some news in 1995. Papa Bawa is a Swahili name, and it literally translates into bat wing. So this gives you an idea. This is like the scariest looking Mothman you could possibly imagine. And it kind of reminds me, it's been a long time since I've seen that movie Jeepers Creepers, but I think maybe it's something like that. It's a big, tall, muscular, you know, completely dark bat wing figure. And here's what they say about Papa Bawa. He comes into your house in the middle of the night. And at that point, you're going to have a bad day. He does extremely inappropriate, painful, humiliating things to you. And then when he is done, he says, and I guess, you know, he speaks clearly enough, because he says, if you thought that was bad, if you don't go out and tell every single person you know exactly what I did to you and how this happened, then I'm going to come back. And next time, it's going to be twice as bad. So, have fun with that, right? And then he flies away. Well, is that scary or is that scary? Come on, guys. Papa Bawa. I'm not going to tell you any more about Papa Bawa. You can look that up if you want to know more details. P-O-P-O-B-A-W-A. P-O-P-O-B-A-W-A. Yeah. Papa Bawa, that's scary stuff, man. All right. Let's see here. Sorry to have to implant that nightmare in your head, but it's part of my job, I think. I got this question from Anthony. He says, what are the correlations between aliens and national parks? So I think he's probably hinting at some of the work that a guy like David Politis has done. You know, he did the books and some documentaries based on the missing 411 brand, and where he goes out and studies just how many people disappear in national parks, and also just like it's almost a conspiracy out there to keep that secret. I mean, it's not something that those stats are not widely discussed. This has always been a particular interest to me because that, you know, I won't tell this story again, but you probably know that my great uncle, Claude Calloway, he disappeared in Barnardsville, North Carolina, right next to a national park. And this was back in the 1930s. And you can go back and listen to a podcast I did with Vance Pollock about that story, if you're so inclined. But it's true. A lot of people do disappear in national parks. And here's what I'm thinking. Like, you've got the obvious possibility, like, well, yeah, it's a national park. So it's big. It's vast. It's overgrown. There are wild animals. There are cliffs. There's, you know, it's like, duh, you know, people go out there and, you know, and they end up falling or getting, you know, eaten by something. I mean, like, that would be the most common explanation. But in some cases, like in the case of my great uncle Claude, I mean, it seems like it can happen very instantly, or like you're looking at a person and the person's there 1 second, the next person, so you assume in the next moment the person is gone. So when it comes to something like that, I am thinking, well, okay, a national park is more or less undisturbed. Okay, it's one of the few areas on, well, in our country that has not been warped by human technology. And so the natural energies that exist there may be energies that paranormal entities, aliens, etc., will tap into. So they may be more prevalent there. I'll explain more when we come back. And also, oh yeah, a guy asked me about what's the deal with virtual wishing machines. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Strange Things coming right up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The Coast to Coast AM mobile app is here and waiting for you right now. With the app, you can hear classic shows from the past 7 years, listen to the current live show, and get access to the Art Bell Vault where you can listen to uninterrupted audio. So head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website. We have a handy video guide to help you get the most out of your mobile app usage. All the info is waiting for you now at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
To four. Organization.
The Art Bell Vault has classic audio waiting for you now. Go to coasttocoastam.com for details.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and going back to the possible correlation between aliens and national parks, well, again, think about places like Brown Mountain in Western North Carolina, where you have the Brown Mountain Lights. They've been seen for hundreds of years. Balls of light, like plasma, sort of hovering around this ridge in the middle of the Pisgah National Forest. The Earth is an extremely powerful generator of electromagnetic and electrostatic fields. And I think that when we move in and start, you know, we start moving Earth around and creating a bunch of roads and buildings and things, we distort that. We warp it. We deface it. But for billions of years, the Earth has naturally created these energy portals. And that is why that in a national park, you might be able to go there and access the natural energy that has not been warped by humankind, the way we might take a river and change its course and dam it up and all that kind of thing. So if you have got visitors coming here from another place or dimension, and they are looking for a power supply for whatever technology they are using, well, then it would make sense that they might actually go to some of these national park areas and fill up the gas tank, charge up the batteries. It's very similar to what I said earlier in the show about parasitic entities that might, you know, instead of taking food and chewing it up and swallowing it, they might be able to go there and absorb it directly from you, almost through something like osmosis. And it could be that the technology that these other beings use is similar, and they go to these places to use them. And while they are there, if they see a cute little human being running around down there, ooh, that would make a nice little pet, or maybe a subject of an experiment. So, you know, it's kind of like maybe when you were a kid, if you happened across a frog or a toad or a box turtle, you might say, oh, I'm going to take him home and play with him for a few days, right? Or some people just keep him forever and they get a free pet. It may be that simple. In other cases, of course, it may be that when you have these natural sites that are producing that kind of energy, well, then you also have interdimensional weather. Going back to the magnetosphere, it's always shifting and changing around. And that, if, you know, if space time can occasionally open up, something like a wormhole via these, time warps, similar to what I documented once here north of Las Vegas on the way to Area 51. It may be that, these portals open up and people either stumble into them, or they get sucked into them and they disappear that way. So look, these are all just thoughts, no harm done. So that's sort of why I think that national parks may be related to all these weird disappearances. Of course, then there are those who say, oh, it's Bigfoot, he's dragging everybody off. Well, that may be the case, but I think Bigfoot's an interdimensional. I don't think Bigfoot's a big old ape running around out there. But I've talked about that before. Here is an email I got from a man. His name is Harold, and he says, I am reading your book, The Secret Wisdom of Kukulcan, and I am requesting clarification of a point. And he's talking about wishing machines. And he said, you say that an operator can effectively send wishes to the universe with drawings of the machines only. I am requesting information about how to program and use a drawing only for this purpose. He says, I have several cigar boxes, and he's been experimenting with Oregon, etc. But so I told him, I said, look, here's the best thing to do. If you go to my curiosity shop, you can download five of my books as PDFs right now for $9.95 total. Okay. That gives you five books for that. And one of them is called The Wishing Machine Workbook. And The Wishing Machine Workbook is all about printed designs that will work similar to a wishing machine. Now, I have experimented a lot with these, and I do use them. I have them around my house. They do not work as effectively for me as a physical wishing machine, but they do work. And they're great to have in places where you wouldn't necessarily want a machine, like maybe just something in your car, a magnet on your refrigerator. I have a big giant poster of one that I created on my wall. So anyway, if you want to learn more about that, go to my website, go to the Curiosity Shop, and buy the Wishing Machine Workbook. And like I say, you'll get it instantly. Thank you for that message, sir. Okay, next we have a message from David. Do you think Judicolor Rock is something mystical, or is it just the map the Cherokee used for hunting? I did a podcast about this, and I think there's more to it. I think there's more to it. In fact, if you go to judicolorrock.com, and for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, this is just a rock that's got a bunch of strange carvings on it in Western North Carolina. I know I talk a lot about North Carolina, but that's where I'm from. Okay. Well, I know I've talked about this on the podcast at some point, but anyway, go to judacolorrock.com, J-U-D-A-C-U-L-L-A, J-U-D-A-C-U-L-L-A, rock.com. And, you can search for right at the top, it says for a new theory, click here. And I have this idea that the markings on Judicolor Rock and similar rocks may actually be the product of ancient Native Americans figuring out how to see microscopic organisms and then, depicting them on these stones. I know that, I'm not saying I think that's exactly what it is, but it's something that should be looked into. So go check that out, David. Thank you. Barbara says, why do some souls haunt mortuaries even after the building has been moved and converted into an office or a residence? Well, you know, that just depends on what is a haunting. Because if a haunting is like an imprint, which most ghosts and most hauntings, in my opinion, are the product of imprints, what we're talking about here is a recording in the environment. The environment, imagine like an old magnetically sensitive VHS tape or something like that. So there is a property the environment possesses that is able to record certain events at certain places at certain times and play them back under certain conditions at certain times. And we don't know all the variables involved because, you know, I keep going back to this idea, like we don't have the big picture. We don't know how to connect all the dots yet. Most of the time it's going to be a haunting that is seen trapped in the environment, and it doesn't matter what's there, if it's an office or a residence or whatever. On the other hand, if we're talking about like an entity which is interactive and unpredictable and all that, well, then, you know, in that case, well, you might be talking about something that has free will, that can travel to some degree wherever it wants. So it's interested in something at that place. And that could be a person, could be an object, could be a secret, could be a need to expose someone, get revenge for something, all that kind of stuff. And then quickly, I'll slip this in. Molly says, sleep paralysis. I have a theory. I'm curious of yours, especially when the individual feels or notices a presence. I think when people get sleep paralysis, I think when you're sleeping, your spirit slips out of your body. It literally rises above your body. And sometimes the body kind of wakes up when the spirit is not back in yet and you feel paralyzed. Now, the old hag phenomenon is different because sometimes people, they kind of see like a a creepy being on top of you sucking your energy. And that's one of those parasites I'm talking about. But most of the time, I think it's just that your body is out. Your spirit is out of your body, and you just got to get them aligned once again. We are out of time. Okay. I'm going to hopefully help you make your next week a good one by playing for you the good fortune tone. If you can, take a deep breath. Close your eyes. If not, that's fine. You know, just think about what you're going to hear, and I believe this will cleanse you. Here it is. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift, and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show, and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.